Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, August 22nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of nonprofit headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Cardoso Law PLLC celebrates 10 years in Pensacola. Cardoso Law PLLC is celebrating 10 incredible years in Pensacola. Ryan Cardoso and his team have been honored to serve accident victims and their families in the Pensacola Ferry Pass Brent Metro area, the Emerald Coast, and the Florida Panhandle. They offer a heartfelt thank you to their clients for trusting them with their personal injury cases. By taking on a small number of cases, they can provide the time and dedication each client deserves. Looking to the future, Ryan Cardoso is excited to continue helping victims of serious accidents and injuries in Pensacola. The firm focuses on five key strengths that make up the word CARES: compensation, accessibility, relentless, excellence, and success. For anyone in need of a personal injury attorney in Pensacola, Cardoso Law PLLC is a compassionate and experienced choice.
Ann Stork Center to host Arlene Lakin's Clarifying Concepts, Educate Yourself on a Life with Developmental Disabilities. Ann Stork Center, a Fort Lauderdale-based nonprofit organization, will host a free seminar titled Arlene Lakin's Clarifying Concepts, Educate Yourself on a Life with Developmental Disabilities. The event will feature a panel of community experts discussing topics such as guardianship, the Agency for Persons with Disabilities, Broward County School Board, vocational rehabilitation, and Broward County Parks and Recreation. Guests can enjoy refreshments and receive complimentary Ann Stork Center merchandise. The Arlene Lakin Advocacy Fund aims to educate families with disabled children and adults to become better advocates. The event will take place on Tuesday, September 16, 2025, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ann Stork Center Adult Day Training Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The event is free and open to the community, but registration is required. For more information and to RSVP, visit annstorkcenter.org.
Forbes names Kennedy Krieger one of Maryland's best employers. Kennedy Krieger Institute has been named one of Maryland's best employers by Forbes for 2025. Ranking 39th on the list and 19th among Maryland-based employers, the Institute employs over 3,100 staff members serving nearly 30,000 patients and students annually. Dr. Brad Schlagar, president and CEO, expressed gratitude for the honor, attributing it to the dedicated faculty and staff. The Forbes ranking is based on employee surveys and recommendations. Raymond Short, senior VP of HR, highlighted the special workplace culture at Kennedy Krieger. To learn more about career opportunities, visit the Institute's careers page. Kennedy Krieger Institute, based in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. region, provides a wide range of services for individuals with nervous system disorders.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.